Unit 2.
단문 독해.
1. Dogs with CCD, canine compulsive disorder, repeat harmful actions, such as chasing and biting their tails or chewing their paws until they have open wounds. To deal with this, what stressors trigger the repetitive action must be discovered. For instance, if a loud noise makes your dog chase its own tail, try to avoid making that noise. It is also helpful to keep your dog occupied with activities requiring its attention. For instance, there are puzzle toys that contain food. Dogs with CCD can use their mental energy trying to open them. This keeps them from focusing on their stressors and from repeating harmful habits. 2. Most people enter the business world because they hope to make money, not simply for the love of their work. Obviously, then, it is important for businesses to earn a profit. What is often overlooked, though, is that businesses do not only benefit their owners and shareholders. They also have the potential to make a contribution to the economy of a community or a country. 3. A social enterprise is a business that focuses on either a social or environmental purpose. It is very similar to a traditional business in that it offers goods and services to consumers. Whether a business is a social enterprise, however, is determined by what its profits are used for. The profits a social enterprise earns go towards achieving its social or environmental goal rather than into the pockets of its owner or shareholders. 4. Regardless of who you are or where you live, someday your life will end. When it does, it won't matter what you own or how much money you have, nor will it matter what people think of you. On that day, what will matter is what you gave back to the world and what you were able to teach others. Keep this in mind and live a life that matters. 5. Everyone is an explorer at heart. After all, who could spend their life looking at a door without opening it? What you discover for yourself is always more exciting than what someone else discovers for you. For instance, think about the difference between a marriage for love and an arranged marriage. Whether you are free to choose may well be more important to you than whom you actually choose to marry.
수능 독해.
1. Earning a lot of money at work is important, but it's not a crucial factor in doing your job. When you are unsatisfied, your physical and mental health can suffer. You go home feeling depressed about your work problems, and you hate going back. What's more, if you don't consider your work meaningful, it's difficult to keep your career moving forward. The more satisfied with your job you are, the more likely you will achieve career advancement. If you're not satisfied, you won't want to improve, because you won't want to be there. It's very hard to feel motivated when all you consider important is a salary and job security. Therefore, if you want to change your work situation, it's important to first discover what kind of work makes you feel satisfied. How much you earn may matter, but not more than being satisfied with your job. 2. What comes to mind when you hear the word costs is probably money. In the field of economics, however, the term opportunity cost is used to consider the idea of cost in a broader sense. The fact that we bought something means that we have exchanged money for it. The opportunity cost involved, however, goes beyond that. For example, when you decide to buy a ticket to a baseball game, you aren't just giving up the $20 that the ticket costs. You're also giving up the time spent at the stadium. A purchase is a choice, and the opportunity cost includes all the things you could have done if you had not made that choice. It is an important economic concept, ensuring that vital resources are not wasted. 3. Why life insurance is needed to ensure the security of your family should be clear. And if you care about your family's future, you should do your research before purchasing a life insurance policy. A good policy will help them financially, while a bad one won't. With good life insurance, it is possible for your family to continue living the same kind of lifestyle even if something disastrous happens to you. For example, an effective insurance policy will ensure that your children can afford the high-quality education you initially had planned for them. Unfortunately, many families with great plans for the future find they are not able to pursue this vision after the family's primary money earner dies. Therefore, it would be wise for you to get an effective life insurance policy as soon as possible. Four. Randy Pausch was an American computer science professor. He was born in Baltimore, Maryland, and grew up in Columbia, Maryland. He won many awards as a teacher and researcher and worked with such well-known companies as Google and Disney. But what he is best remembered for is an inspirational lecture he gave entitled The Last Lecture, Really Achieving Your Childhood Dreams. Although the lecture was interesting and lively, it was the fact that he had pancreatic cancer that made it so meaningful. After being posted on YouTube, a video of the lecture made Pausch famous. He appeared on television and co-wrote a best-selling book based on his lecture. It was thought that a movie might be made from the book, but Pausch said this was not true. Sadly, Randy Pausch died in July 2008. 5. Some people believe it's okay to eat food that has fallen on the floor as long as you pick it up within 5 seconds. However, researchers have now proven this to be false. They tested 4 kinds of food: watermelon, gummy candy, and both buttered and unbuttered bread. They found that the wetter the food was, the faster it became contaminated. But more importantly, they found it was possible for food to become contaminated almost as soon as it hit the floor. So, no matter how quickly you pick it up, bacteria may have reached it first. The test also showed that the longer the food was on the floor, the more bacteria it accumulated. Therefore, while picking up dropped food quickly can minimize contamination, it doesn't necessarily prevent it. 6. At any large newsstand, you can find a variety of magazines to choose from. Some are devoted to particular subjects, such as technology or cooking. But many feature content about celebrities, and a large number discuss nothing else. Apparently, editors have found that articles containing information about celebrities and the controversies often surrounding their lives sell better than those that discuss current events or other news. This distresses me, because I am not at all interested in reading about the goings-on in the world of celebrities, no matter how scandalous they may be. What I am expecting when I pick up magazines is news about political developments or scientific breakthroughs that are meaningful to me, and I'm sure I'm not in the minority.